The Seed, a modern parable about community engagement. The call for community engagement is like a farmer sowing seeds in a field. The seed was knowledge. The seed contained power, the power to liberate and strengthen, the power to broaden and deepen understanding, the power to break down walls and repair bridges, to help create life from situations of death and bring hope where none existed. And most of all, the seed contained the potential to generate hundreds more like it. As the farmer scattered the seed, some of it fell on the path. Community work sounds like the sort of thing those old Pollys should be doing. Engagement isn't really an academic practice, is it? More of a light-hearted project to keep the students out of trouble. You won't keep your tenure wasting time with stuff like that. And under the heat of the sun, the seed withered and died. Some seeds fell on the stony ground, which had a thin layer of soil. At first, the seeds began to sprout. Have you seen this new initiative? Oh yes, sounds great, and they've got a marvellous website. Top of the range, highly interactive, got videos and everything. Glossy brochure, I do like a glossy brochure. Seems there's a concordant or something that we can sign up to, and then we get our logo on their website. Oh, I do like a good logo. Absolutely, I tell you what, let's write a strategy. Everyone loves a good strategy. We'll include it in our corporate statement. Get quotes from people on the street and have high quality photos. Photo opportunity, say cheese. And then we'll get everyone to buy into it. Absolutely. Do we actually have to do anything to get our logos and photos and such? I'm not sure. Some kind of public event, I think. Maybe a bit of consultation? Some questionnaires or something? Questionnaires? Marvellous! Everyone loves a clipboard on all those super little tick boxes. Marvellous. Yes, we'll do it. Just bring out the usual cheese and wine and we'll be set. Wine and cheese. Marvellous. The soil was thin, and without good roots, the young plants soon withered and died. Some seeds fell among the thorns and weeds. I think this community engagement stuff is a really good idea, and I've realised that we're already doing some of it. Really? I thought it was all about complex projects with homeless people. Well, not quite. You see, we've got the outreach team. They're working in schools, so that's a start. And of course, the law and business schools. They're providing free clinics and advice for starter businesses. Does that even count? Yes, of course. Local businesses are rooted in the community. And then there's the fine arts students doing that mural at the hospital. Oh yes, a very worthy cause. But I still think we could do more. I'm sure there must be ways we can build it into the curriculum. But won't that make loads more work? Some of my course just doesn't lend itself to community engaged stuff. Sometimes it feels like I can barely get the students to engage, and don't even get me started on the administrator from... Well, all right, not all of it. But some elements it could work really well. Look here. At first, the seeds sprouted and grew well. But the weeds also grew around them, and soon the young plants were struggling to have enough space. And then there was a funding cut. And the Vice-Chancellor came up with the most fantastic initiative. And the weeds choked the young plants, and they did not produce very many seeds. But some seed fell on fertile soil. We've spent some time looking at this, we've had discussions with the heads of school, and we've agreed that this is a priority which we really want to invest in. There are lots of great examples we can look at, and colleagues and other institutions where we can get advice and learn from mistakes. I'd like you to start looking at areas in your teaching programme where engagement activities might fit in. It doesn't have to be huge, but as much as practically possible, we want to be able to offer students the opportunity to do some kind of community-engaged work that has a sensible link back to their course. Start small and build up. We've got a small team together, including some people from outside the university who've got experience and ideas and they're keen to help. They won't do it for you, but they'll come alongside you and advise and support you as best they can. We're bound to make mistakes as we go along, but you know nothing is wasted if we've learnt something from it. This is a priority, and we're committed to making this work and investing some resource into it, so come back and tell me where you've identified a space, and we can take it from there. The seeds that fell into fertile soil grew quickly and strong. The soil was well aired and regularly watered, and the sun warmed the young plants as they rose hopefully from the ground. And the farmer gathered a crop 100 times what had been sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear.